The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the internet's only 24-hour a day, 7-day a week internet radio network with news that you can use. And in this half hour, once again, we're going to be featuring a very, very nice company called Golden Arrow Resources. The ticker symbols are GARWF on the OTC and GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange. A little bit about this wonderful company. Man, I really, truly love this company. It's really, really a nice company without a doubt. The ticker symbols again, GARWF on the OTC and GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange. Brian McEwen is a professional geologist with more than 30 years of exploration and production experience in open pit and underground mining projects and operations. The extent of his experience is global in managing numerous projects in Canada, U.S., Europe, Asia, Africa, and throughout Latin America. He's joining us on our line right now. Good day to you, and welcome to the program, Brian.
Hi, Evan. Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
In fact, folks, also, let me give you the website that you need to go to as well. It's goldenarrowresources.com. Goldenarrowresources.com is the website you want to go to. And Brian, for those people that need a little bit of a refresher, give us some of the highlights of the Golden Arrow story, including your current strategy and the areas of focus, if you would.
Sure, Evan, I'd be really happy to. Well, Golden Arrow is a company that's been around for a long time, 28, 29 years now, something like that, working almost exclusively in Argentina. Joe Grosso, who I believe you've had on the show, is our founder, CEO, and chairman. He runs the show as well as a couple of our sister companies. Had a lot of success in Argentina early on. We've had four discoveries to our name. We have the Navidad project, which is the largest undeveloped silver project in the world, Guacamayo, which is now being run by Mineros from Colombia, and the most recently one we had was Chinchillas, a project that we monetized selling to SSR Mining, which has been able to load up our coffers and move forward with our projects. So big success in Argentina. We're continuing to work in Argentina. We've got some interesting projects to discuss today, and as well as we've thrown the net a little bit wider, and we're looking at projects right now in Paraguay and Chile and some of the other neighboring countries right now. It's a difficult time to be operating with COVID, some of the restrictions in getting around, but we are moving ahead, and there's some good things coming ahead for the company. Our strategy is, as always, is to find new projects and then bring them along. We're also looking at some more advanced projects where we can get in at a little bit later stage and then take those to the PEA, pre-feasibility stage, and monetize those similar to what we did with Chinchillas. And I think we've got a stable of projects right now that's going to allow us to do that.
Folks, the website you want to go to again is goldenarrowresources.com. That's goldenarrowresources.com. The ticker symbols GARWF on the OTC, GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange. And Brian, your latest news release highlighted results from a trenching program at the Flecha de Oro Epithermal Gold Project. Can you summarize those for us and give us an outlook for the project as well?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, Argentina is our home. We like Argentina. We can get things done in Argentina. Rio Negro is a province where mining is welcome. At least you can move ahead with projects in Rio Negro. And just to the south in Patagonia, there's an area there that's being developed by several of the larger miners. An area the big mine there is called Cerro Vanguardia, and Cerro Vanguardia is highlighted by these high-grade quartz veins and silica veins and structures that are can be up to some very, very high grades over some good widths. They've taken out, I think, about 20 million ounces out of that area total. So we're using that as our model. We see something similar to Rio Negro. We've got a large area in Rio Negro. We've done some surface sampling. Beginning of March, we got an excavator in there, so we're doing some trenching in there. Digging in these quartz veins is a tough job, but we've managed to dig them out there. We've got our first results back, and we published those last week. We're waiting for a bunch more. We've seen visible gold in some of those samples, and I can't remember what the highest grade was, but it was some of the samples were up around 7 or 8 grams per ton over, several meters. So that'd be like quarter ounce for the American investors. So it's very, very good indicators. Like I said, similar to what they're seeing in Cerro Vanguardia. We will continue to work with the trenching. We're looking at doing some geophysics to see how far we can trace some of these structures and working towards a drill program later in the year.
Brian, it looks like you're initiating a geophysical survey at your Rosales copper project in Chile. What do you hope to achieve there?
Well, we went into Chile back before the pandemic, thinking this is a good place for advanced projects, especially copper projects. As a gold metal chaser, some of the projects we had a lot of copper, and when we were looking for an advanced project, we came across an area that hadn't been staked, so it's organic. We picked up a large area, and we've applied for some other areas. I mean, copper right now is trading at all-time highs. It's $4.50 a pound right now, and so the project we have there, we've done some surface samplings. It's a little bit different deposit than some of the other big projects you see in Chile. We've got these thick mantles, these thick beds of copper that can be mined, and we're going to run a TEM survey. That's anybody that wants to know, it's a transient electromagnetic survey, which will help us trace these beds, and so we're quite excited about that. They will mobilize the property a week today. I was talking with them earlier today, and we'll get going on that and hopefully have some good success and be able to take advantage of this really hot copper market.
Again, folks, our very special guest is Brian McEwen. He is with Golden Arrow Resources, the ticker symbol GARWF on the OTC, GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange, the website that you want to go to for all information pertaining to this very, very nice company, GoldenArrowResources.com. That's GoldenArrowResources.com. Brian, Rosales seems like a bit of an anomaly for the company being copper-focused. Can you tell us exactly how that came about and why you feel it is a good thing for Golden Arrow investors?
Yeah, I touched this a little bit on this in our last question, and like I say, we see there post COVID things turning around, a lot of money being invested in the U.S. and elsewhere in infrastructure, all electrical vehicles. I mean, copper is really hot right now. Like I said, I'm looking at it on the TV right now. Right today is trading at $4.53, which is the highest it's ever traded.
Mm-hmm.
To take advantage of that with a project like Rosales, as I mentioned, we have these mantles, these very thick beds that come right to the surface, and they're high grade. Some of the samples that we've taken out of there have been over 5% copper. I think the three areas that we outlined in our presentation are all around 5% copper. And the beauty of Rosales, first of all, it's working in Chile, so you can advance that project very, very quickly. It's near surface, so it's got a short time frame. It's not like a lot of these big porphyry coppers that take 20 years to advance. We can go in there. We can, things go well with our geophysical survey, drill it, and move that to, we can move it into production very, very, very quickly. Even right beside our property, there's a little mine that's operating right now that's just mining the ore to the ground and then selling it to the plants and nearby Copiapó. So it's a project that we picked up. It's not costing us any money to vendors. It's got high-grade copper, and we can be able to move it quickly into production or wherever we want to go quickly. So it's a good project and a hard one to pass up.
You know, you have a very strong management team on deck there at Golden Arrow Resources, and one name that everybody knows in the mining industry is Joe Grosso. He was on this program a couple of years ago talking all about Golden Arrow Resources, and I'm glad to hear he's doing well. And he's a real popular guy in the mining industry, isn't he?
Well, Joe he's a remarkable fellow. In Argentina, he's won, I think, four different, I can't remember all the awards he's won, for Mining Man of the Year, Investor of the Year. And when you're traveling in Argentina, I've traveled a lot with Joe. I mean, everybody does know him, and he's a good guy. And his reputation has been built on, good, honest management and with the local people, the governments, the people that support them. They all know Joe. They respect Joe. And it's, Joe's reputation that got us into other places like Paraguay and things. So, he's a wonderful guy, he's the one behind the company. And, just so maybe I give a plug to our other company that's doing really well is Blue Sky Uranium, which is a uranium company. We have a really good project in Rio Negro as well. Uh-huh. It's an incredible project. I encourage anybody to go look at BSK again. That's another Grosso Group company that Joe sits on top of.
Yeah, Nicholas Kekos was on the program with us a couple of days ago, and boy, had a lot of great things, a lot of good news coming out of that company for sure, right, Brian?
Yeah, it's a great story. One of the best undeveloped, certainly in South America, best undeveloped uranium project. It's got very good numbers, very good economics, and just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So it's the real deal, that's for sure.
That's Golden Arrow Resources. They're with us in this half-hour segment talking all about this wonderful, nice company, giving us an update, the ticker symbol GARWF on the OTC, GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange, the website, goldenarrowresources.com. That's goldenarrowresources.com. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, and the conversation will continue with Brian McEwen from Golden Arrow Resources right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Are paralyzed by the fact that you owe the IRS more than $10,000, and like most individuals or businesses, you don't have a clue how to resolve your tax debt. But doing nothing means your problem only gets worse. The minute you call Rapid Resolution Tax Group, they'll help you determine your best way out of that overwhelming tax load. They're an A-plus rated and accredited with the Better Business Bureau company, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. They know exactly how the IRS works, the solutions and loopholes that can work in your favor. Your call is confidential, and it's the first step in getting real answers. It's who I recommend if you owe the IRS more than $10,000, whether personal, business, or payroll tax issues, or have years of unfiled returns. Stop the paralysis. Get your IRS situation resolved. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now at 800-204-9400. 800-204-9400. 800-204-9400 for Rapid Resolution Tax Group.
Are you a business owner who needs working capital to help grow and support your business? Do you know where the money is going to come from? Have you been turned down from a local bank? If you need working capital and need it now, call Strategic Funding. We provide up to $1 million in alternative financing to retailers, restaurants, hotels, and hundreds of different types of businesses. Unlike getting financing through a bank, our unique financing services are very flexible, with repayment plans customized to meet your needs. Our underwriting is extremely fast, allowing approval in as little as one day. It's totally stress-free. If you've been in business for at least a year, have an annual revenue of $150,000 or more with a minimum credit score of 550, pick up the phone and call now for a free, no-obligation consultation to see what you qualify for. Dial 800-211-6587. 800-211-6587. That's 800-211-6587.
Think you know a lot about identity theft? Well, here's a quick quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. Well, that's false. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That one, false, false, false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-980-2870. That's 1-800-980-2870. Or visit LifeLock.com now. Use my promo code Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, Hewitt, to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-980-2870. 1-800-980-2870.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program on any show on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. From Broad Street to Wall Street, this is World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. The conversation continues right now with Golden Arrow Resources, ticker symbol GARWF on the OTC, GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange. Brian McEwen is my very special guest. And Brian, finally, the Tierra Dorada high-grade gold project in Paraguay. Let's talk a little bit about that. This is a large project in a place that hasn't seen much modern gold exploration. So what kinds of challenges are you facing, and how do those compare to the potential of the project?
Well, yeah, Paraguay is really an underexplored area, and we were very fortunate to get in there. As I mentioned, a lot of that had to do with just Joe Grosso and his contacts. But we're in there now. We hold large parcels of land, and we've done a lot of work. Now, we put out a press release last month, may have been around the time I talked to you last, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some really good intersections over a 180 gram, like 3 or 4 ounces of gold over some good intersections. The issue with that we had at that time is, well, it's still the issue we have at that time, is that these holes are can only drill 20 meters, so they're really not much better than a trench sample. So we've applied now for a different kind of permit that will allow us to drill deeper holes. We're hoping to get that any time, and then we got another program that will be a deeper program. We can connect try to connect these areas up and start adding up some ounces. But the potential there is it's almost mind-boggling. Some of these areas that we've seen, we outside of the area that we're currently drilling right now, we've also taken a lot of stream samples and found some other anomalies. And it's not unusual to find visible gold in the soils or in the streams, whatever. So we're the first ones in there. I mean, the challenges in working in Paraguay is mm-hmm. is because they have not really new to mining, and so we kind of helped them along. I mean, it was I think we were our own worst enemies when we went in there and set up a bunch of things around. We're going to help them set up COVID protocols and that kind of thing to get in there and work. We talked about how we were doing things in other countries, and they kind of, hey, that's a good idea, and so that's really been our biggest challenge lately is to get the permitting in, helping the government there, as well as dealing with COVID. As a matter of fact, we were hoping to have our permits now, but almost the entire Mineria has been either in the hospital or home with COVID, and so we're limping along through that, but we hope to get that, you know, very quickly, and we'll continue in Paraguay. But it's a district size area. We're really the only ones in there that are doing any meaningful work, and I think it's one of those ones that it's a real tiger by the tail and could be something big.
The Grasso Group are clearly the leaders of exploration in Argentina. Now, with over 185,000 hectares of properties, let me ask you, Brian, how are you focusing your efforts, if you would please?
You know, when people ask these questions, I say we use kind of a bubble sort, where we look for whatever the best project is that we can advance the fast to the top, as we'll go after that. And we take our projects, our 180,000 hectares, as well as other projects that are being brought to us. We're continually looking at new projects. That's a really important thing to do. But one of the great successes we've seen lately, and you're going to hear more about this in the coming weeks and months, is that because we have this 180,000 hectares, we've got a lot of people that are coming in. Look, we announced a joint venture a little while ago with Hanac, where they're going to be going in and investing money on our Caballos project. We have probably another half a dozen CAs signed with different companies on other projects in Argentina, and that's great when you can become a project generator as well as a property, you know, developer. You know, kind of puts you, you know, one step ahead again, and that's kind of what we see happening. So we're excited about what's going on in Argentina. You know, I hate to beat this horse to death. We're just, you know, trying to struggle around these protocols, but you know, we are getting it done. And in Argentina, it's a little bit easier because that it really is our home country.
Brian, we are now well into the second quarter, so what do you see happening for the company in the next 3 to 6 months? What is the outlook?
Yeah, I think the outlook looks good. I mean, we're exciting for us anyways. It's you know, in Paraguay, as I was saying, you know, we're going to keep following up on these new areas. We're going to get this drill program you know, approved, and we're going to get that drilling initially, you know, 2,000 meter program in Rosales in Chile. You know, we're going to get the results back of this this TEM program, the geophysics program. Hopefully that's going to show we've got, you know, thicknesses to develop something meaningful. That'll move towards drilling again. In Flecha de Oro, we're continuing the trenching, looking at a drill program there. We've got new project acquisitions coming up that we're going to be announcing in the next little while. And again, this whole idea of joint venturing our other projects. So I think between now and the end of the year, say, we've got a lot of very, very good information and exciting stuff to come forward.
You had mentioned in our final, we have about 2.5 minutes left. You'd mentioned before when we spoken, and I wanted to bring this to our listeners again, that you recently had announced some drill results from Paraguay. How is that project currently shaping up?
Well, it's very exciting. As I mentioned, the drill results are from a shallow drill program. We could only drill 20 meters, so we didn't really get down to deep to see how deep these veins go. But with the drill permits that we've applied for, you know, we're going to be able to get you know, down and see what we've got there. But we had some, you know, staggering information or some results coming out of there, 143 grams over half a meters. We had 14.5 grams over 6 meters, 11.5 grams over 4 meters. I mean, these are good, thick, mineable intersections. And now, rather than just having them be points in space, we need to be able to line those up and see where they go and go from there. I mean, the point is in Paraguay, we're seeing all these really early stage, a lot of smoke, and you know, we need to put that together and start working towards resources and see if it can be mined. But I think that the opportunity in Paraguay on that area we're drilling now, as well as in the other areas that we're picking up, they've got great potential.
Folks, I can't say enough good things about this company. I'm constantly giving out the website and the ticker symbols because I'm a firm believer in this company. It's Golden Arrow Resources. GoldenArrowResources.com is the website you want to go to. The ticker symbol, GARWF on the OTC, GRG.V on the Vancouver Exchange. My very special guest has been Mr. Brian McEwen. Brian, always a pleasure to have you on the program, and I look forward to our conversation next time.
Thanks, Evan. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thanks a lot. We really appreciate you being on with us. More information coming up next right here on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.